The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists have long thought that if an asteroid were to hit Earth and wipe out all life at the planet's surface, the creatures that live around deep-sea hydrothermal vents would be safe from destruction. What goes on above the ocean's waves should be of little concern to creatures living 2 miles below. But apparently, I guess it is of concern. During a global catastrophe, the shrimp and mussels that thrive around these vents may be just as doomed as the rest of us. Creatures such as bacteria, shrimp, and snails have flourished around hydrothermal vents, despite the fact that no sunlight reaches the depths of the ocean floor. Instead, colonies get nutrition from the minerals dissolved in the superheated water that spews out from the vents. Scientists had thought that because the food source of the creatures living around the vents was independent from the world above, that an event such as a giant asteroid collision, which can kick up a cloud of debris that blocks the sun for months or years, wouldn't affect the vent ecosystem. But new research indicates that the offspring of some of these creatures grow up away from the life-sustaining vents and depend for food on nutrients that sink down from the sunlit surface waters.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.